natural selection does not take place in a vacuum. All species evolve in conjunction with their environment. Part of our environment are the plants and the other animals that coexist with us. Some of those plants have chemistry that gives us, you know, altered states of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's, you know, the tendency to produce, to use fermented products that we call alcohol, or different plants that trigger different releases of chemicals in the brain that give us a state of either euphoria or, you know, drugs that make us, you know, activate us, that make us hyper, whatever the case, we are born with receptors in our brain that are receptive to these chemicals. Some people, again, if we go back to that bell curve example,
mm-hmm.
Most of us are born with an average tendency toward, you know, a desire for those substances, but not in excess, which is why if we even look at, take America, for instance, I mean, you know, granted, the harder things like heroin and cocaine are illegal, but, you know, other than that, we are a nation of junkies, mm. whether it's cigarettes or mm. caffeine mm. or alcohol. You know, a good chunk of our economy is based on substances that are addictive.
Well,
and that basically we could call term as drugs that
right.
alter our experience.
All right, to some degree, but let's look at environment here for a second, too. And, mm-hmm. you know, you always take these things personally. I'm in radio. I've been in radio all of my adult life. And sitting here with a constant supply of coffee and cigarettes while I do something like a talk program like I'm doing right now,
mm-hmm.
it's like they're tied together at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
For me. So not all of it is genetic. Some of it surely is environmental as well. Like with so many other things, I say it's both genetic and environmental. There's
Absolutely.
Going to be genetic tendencies or predispositions mm-hmm. and then environmental enforcement of all that, right?
Exactly. Environmental reinforcement or enforcement.
Yeah. Yes.
But the fact that these substances do have a certain effect on the brain, and it has the same effect on no matter what culture you're from, alcohol will make you drunk. Caffeine will make you,
hyper.
You know, wired,
yeah.
et cetera.
Yeah.
So there are receptors. We're born with these receptors. So, again, if we look at if we take this to the bell curve notion, it would make sense that, you know, the majority of our species can handle these substances. We use them to a moderate degree to help us bear with reality.
But my God, Matthew, the future that this portends, as I said earlier, we're now recognizing these areas of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people out there listening probably agree. Yep,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they probably exist, all right. The next step in that is manipulation of those areas. And boy, Matthew,
mm-hmm.
the future that could be.
Well, we'll be able, if we so choose, to reinvent our species. I mean, the next stage of evolution will not be forced through natural selection. It'll be
programmed.
A consequence of human manipulation, genetic manipulation.
Yeah.
Just like we manipulate the fruits we eat.
Or programmed from some new Microsoft product.
Right, or that.
Well, yeah, or that. But as manipulation of these areas becomes possible, then... for the benefit of all of society, it's going to be a strange future.
Well, let's say, you know, you keep throwing the ball into my lap, I'll throw it in yours. Let's say, you know, you were in charge of these things, and someone said, you know, we've discovered the gene for sociopathy. All 90% of the criminals that flood our prisons, that cause the crime rates in America can be cured by giving them a genetic therapy we've now found that will give balance to their what would be called the Brodmann 10 area in the brain, which a deficiency of leads towards sociopathic behaviors, inability to feel remorse.
Mm.
Let's say you were the person in charge, you were the legislator, and they said, all you got to do is sign here, and this will allow scientists from now on, let's say they'll give an injection to pregnant women, And it will make all it will do, it won't affect people who already don't have a problem, but those who would have had a problem with their Brodmann 10 region in the brain that would have led to a high percentage of them being criminal in nature, this will solve that problem.
Yeah, well, if you'd signed a little paper before you came on the programming program allowing you to ask that kind of a question to me, you could ask it. Otherwise, I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You're not allowed to answer a question like that?
Well, no, I'm kidding you.
I mean, you make it like these are all scary things.
It would turn the whole legal system, for example, on its ear, because all of a sudden nothing would be anybody's fault anymore. It would just be the little part of the brain that's screwed up. So there'd never be any punishment, in quotes, for any crime committed. There'd only be reprogramming.
That's right, and I believe that should be the case, because to a large extent, most people who commit crimes, well, look, you start playing with the whole nature-nurture thing. Forget most, but there is a percentage of people out there who had no say in there. Just like there are some people born with, like, a heart murmur or some, you know, or diabetes. We wouldn't call them evil. We wouldn't hold it against them. But let's say, for instance, the person born with diabetes can't afford their medication, so they go out and they steal for it. And it's just a matter of self-preservation. They're going to die, and society isn't affording them assistance. So would we say they're evil because they're born with a disease? Well, what if the disease, instead of affecting their pancreas, like with diabetes, affects regions in the brain that we now know control moral behavior, moral decision making? Should we call those people evil? Should we say, I mean, you know, they could have been you or me.
So really, bottom line, you're saying there is no such thing as good and evil.
Correct.
There's just bad.
These are human projections
based
in ignorance.
Just bad programming.
Bad programming.